As before, we shall not be singing aloud, but may the Lord hear as we sing from our hearts. Our first hymn is 335. Poor angry bosom hush, nor discontented grow, but at thy own sad folly blush, which breedeth all the woe. Hymn 335. Our reading from God's holy word is the Gospel according to John, chapter 14. The Gospel according to John, chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to our souls, and help his servant in prayer.
May the Lord truly bless the reading of his own word to our souls. And now help us, teach us to pray. O blessed Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal the things of God. Make to us salvation known. Witness with the blood. Lord, may we know the drawings this night of thy blessed Spirit of truth. May there be a desire in our souls to see no man save Jesus only. So we would see Jesus. Lord, thou knowest how each has come, whether physically present here or no. And Lord, thou knowest those with no desire, those dead in trespasses and in sins. Oh, come, quicken by almighty power. Lord, show us what we are, then lead to Jesus' blood, and to our wandering view reveal the secret love of God. Lord, we would add that line, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Lord, we come as sin. We come as failing, fallen sinners. We have sinned, and we have come short. Lord, thy word is the standard. Thy word blessedly, gloriously sets forth that new and living way. But Lord, thou knowest our heart, our wretched, wretched heart. One groaned out, we believe. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? We remain, Lord, of the earth and earthy. But, Lord, we would not pour on ourselves too long, lest it sink us lower. We would look to Jesus. We would know their mercy joined with power. We pray then, bless, abundantly bless, seeking souls this night. Lord, for those that seek shall find. Those that knock, it shall be opened. Lord, may there be sinners blessed, abundantly blessed in Christ Jesus this night. May there be those that go from thy house, go from thy word, strengthened, helped, encouraged. Oh, may that rock, Lord, be blessedly known, for that rock is Christ. Lord, out of the abundance of our complaint, Lord, we have to come. But, oh, thou art a faithful God. Thy word is for sinners, and there's our hope, built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Oh, that the shout of a king may be known in souls this night. Lord, that there may be that that goes out, that there may be that known and felt amongst us. For, Lord, thou hast blessed, thou hast abundantly blessed, Lord, the provision of thy word. Lord, at this solemn season, and we pray, Lord, that, oh, thou would not leave us, as it were, to return to our own sad place. Lord, to return to our ways, our sins, the sin that does so easily beset us, our thoughts. But, oh, may there be a pressing toward the mark. May there be, by thy blessed Spirit, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Lord, it is so impossible with man, so impossible with a sinner, but it's all possible to thee. Lord, we have to come marveling thy mercies, lengthening out of thy mercies that have been known in so many ways, across this solemn season, in the midst of all these things, truly we have to say, Lord, we would say, not worthy of the least of all the mercies, mercies new every morning. Lord, some of us have marvelled at it, to wake up kept in the morning. Lord, the dawn of another day of the Lord's mercies, when it's come so near to so many. But Lord, it does encourage. Kept by the power of God, we plead it still. We plead, Lord, for those that do go forth, have to, in the midst of these things, in whatever way it may be, those that know not, Lord, in anything, Lord, whether it is so nigh, but oh, to blessedly prove, it shall not come nigh thee. Oh, to blessedly prove, thine is the power and the glory. We plead it, Lord. Thou didst speak of it. Thou didst teach it. Deliver from all evil. Lead not into temptation. Lord, thy word, that prayer thou didst teach, is still so necessary. And oh, we would creep in. Not worthy then, Lord, a vile sinner of the earth and earthy. Lord, but oh, we beg mercy then, that thou mayest be feared. And oh, to find that mercy and blessedly rejoice in it. We pray for the dear children. Lord, we give thanks thou hast kept them. We pray, Lord, that thou would keep them still. And Lord, do teach them, do speak to them. Lord, in these things, in these solemn times. And Lord, may there be that for them to remember. The power of Jesus. Oh, a throne of grace. A place where prayer is wont to be made. The secret place. To tell it to Jesus. No, do keep then in dear families, dear parents, dear fathers, dear mothers, and Lord, where it has come, oh, we pray thy strengthening mercies. We plead, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, in thy rich mercy, bless them, Lord, the dear children. Thou didst speak, suffer the little children to come unto me. Thou didst put thy hands on them and bless them. Lord, we pray then, mercy. We pray, be a very present help and in dear families. And oh, Lord, all that is needed, as one of thy dear servants so often used to pray, in all that it means, oh, do help in dear families, both those that stay and those that have to go forth. Oh, provide, O Lord, and may they be kept then. Still, we plead it again by the power of God. We pray then, dear younger ones, lengthen out those mercies, Lord. Not only health and strength, provide in dear families those things in employment. Lengthen out those mercies where it is known. Set before an open door that no man can shut. And Lord, do undertake for them. Lord, thou knowest the anxieties. Thou knowest the fears. But oh, may they know, may they prove, dear families, dear younger ones, the Lord will provide. He it is that doth go before thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, ye men of Israel, I will help thee. Lord, we pray for those that do bear the burden and heat of the day. They may be older, they may be younger. We pray for much needed patience, strength. Be a very present help to them. Be very near to them. Oh, for that wisdom. Oh, for that more grace. He giveth more grace. Lord, we plead it. We do so need it. But we are, Lord, so ignorant. We are so much of the earth and earthy. We, as poor Peter, look about and beginning to sink. But, O Lord, we do pray. Stretch forth thy hand, the hand of love, the hand of mercy, the hand of strength. And oh, blessedly draw, Lord, keep and bring safely in. And Lord, we do beg, dear older ones. Thou knowest, Lord, for some it's been a long season. Been, Lord, a long time in that case. They feel it, Lord. But, oh, Lord, do be with them. Be very gracious to them. May thy word be, Lord, spoken sweetly and softly. Lord, be very near. Grant them a touch from time to time. A breaking down of the harder marble of the heart in loneliness, in many fears. Lord, prove that thou art with them. Lord, to prove, lo, I'm with you always, always, even unto the end of the world, and that's not yet come, Lord. Lord, oh, do prepare then them and us for all thy will. Whatever those future days may bring, it's Jesus Christ the same. May younger ones, may older ones blessedly rejoice in that and prove that. For thou art a faithful God. And oh, that, Lord, an unfaithful sinner, Lord, may blessedly prove it. And oh, to prove lost in wonder, love, and praise, it comes again. Why me, oh, blessed God, why such a wretch as me? So much to give thanks for. Lord, we pray then, this dear church and people, thou hast kept, thou hast preserved, thou hast enabled them once more to gather. Bless the means. Lord, we have entered, but very little. But Lord, there's been a touch of those that wept for Zion. There my best friends, my kindred dwell. There God, my Saviour, reigns. We give thanks, Lord, that thou art not limited to the means. But this is thy house. This is the place where thine honour dwelleth. This is the smell of the field the Lord hath blessed. We not proved it, Lord. And oh, Lord, that others may prove it in returning to thy house, coming up to thy house again. And oh, we do beg, work in others also, Thou knowest the secret ones. They're not secret to thee, though. There's no hiding place from thee. Oh, to gather them. Go out into the highways, hedges. And oh, that thy house may be filled. That there may yet be other sheep I have. Them also I must bring. Oh, may thy word go forth then. About the causes of truth. About, Lord, this house of prayer. Up and down our little land. Yea, throughout this earthly ball. For it will be out of every kindred, nation and tongue. We do beg. Thou would work in these deep, solemn visitations. And oh, do yet stay the plague. May there be many, Lord, that turn to the wall, pray to the Lord. We plead it once more, it's in thy word, Lord. That poor man, given that wisdom to save the city, thou canst raise up some poor man. Lord, do have mercy upon us then. And oh, do thou work. I will work in these things, and who shall let it? And oh, could there be those brought to it, our royal house, older and younger, in our parliament, in those in authority in so many ways? Lord, that thy word may not return unto thee void, but it may accomplish that thou dost please. Prosper in the thing whereto thou dost send it. Thou hast humbled, Lord. And oh, we do beg that there may be many brought to it to turn to the wall and pray to the Lord, even in high office. Oh, may it be so then. Have mercy and work, Lord, in our national church also. Thou hast, Lord, in days past raised up those. Oh, we do beg then to be favoured if we are spared to look back and marvel at it. The good hand of our God. Thus far led us, thus far brought us. And Lord, oh, that this night then we might feel thy presence, might know thy power, might know, Lord, that in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Oh, leave us not to turn from thy word. Do strengthen, Lord, each dear deacon. Thou knowest all that is so needed at this time. Bind this dear church and people in thy fear and in love. May the old enemy not, Lord, creep in. May they be kept by the power of God in this. And Lord, we do think of younger ones now, burdens, Lord, upon them. We pray that they may be helped and there may be that to thy honour and glory. Pray for those in the homes. Pray, Lord, for those in the front line then, in whatever way it may be. Help us now. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, Lord, that thou would work then. And Lord, we beg, help as we would turn to thy word. Open it up, feed the flock with food convenient. Lord, we ask that thy will might be done in earth as it is in heaven. Not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name. Honour, glory, immortal honours to rest on Jesus' head. Do wash, do cleanse all. Do bless, Lord, as we, Lord, look unto thee in prayer, in praise from our hearts in the hymns. But oh, in due time, if it be thy most holy will, to return to sing from the heart, with understanding also, to praise God from whom all blessings flow. We beg these great mercies to us, Lord, as we look at the outward appearance, impossible mercies. But thou art God, and Lord, there is a God in heaven. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Oh, we would, Lord, bow down in the very dust. And oh, know it, Lord, to thy honour and glory. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
We'll continue with hymn number 783. I'll read the first two verses, and then the organ will commence at verse 3. Hymn 783. Oh, what a narrow, narrow path is that which leads to life. Some talk of works and some of faith, with warmth and zeal and strife. But after all that's said or done, let men think what they will, the strength of every tempted son consists in standing still. Hymn 783, verse 3.
Thank you.
humble and complete dependence on the Lord for needful help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion we read in the Gospel according to John chapter 14 and the first part of verse 6. I'll read the whole verse. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The word particularly my mind is Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. Towards yesterday evening, I took an aunt living with us at present for a walk. She had a fall. She needs that exercise. And one with her. And the way we went, we passed this little chapel. Long ago, sadly, as far as I know, closed. And outside of it was a text. Doubtless, I'd passed it many times before, I'd seen the text before. But the Lord knows why. It so drew me to it. As I passed yesterday, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But I am the way. So blessedly drawn to it, are you, sinner? This is a very precious chapter. It is a chapter that has been much used by the Lord across the years, particularly perhaps for dying souls. I remember years ago, dear servant of Christ, may well have been in an obituary in our little magazine, but I knew my younger days, that dear servant, and he wrote as he visited one, a reading John 14, and how it was so used, how it so comforted, how it so quietened that poor dying woman, that poor sinner. As this morning, it's his word. And oh, if he blessedly speaks it, it may be in quietness, in confidence, it may be in a still, small voice, it may not be. As with dear Moses, spoke to those so many gathered around the Lord's word, as it were, on that verge of Jordan, all those years ago thou shalt remember. But oh, by a hospital bed, it may be in quietness and confidence to strengthen. Very present help, and that softly. But oh, so he's known in his power, his glory. Just as that dear servant we read of, when he spoke before the Lord, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" There was a mighty earthquake. There was a mighty wind that rent the rocks. There was a fire. But what brought him to the mouth of the cave? What brought him to hide his face in his mantle or in his cloak? What brought him, as it were, into the presence of his Lord? A still, small voice. But oh, sinner, whether it is a voice with power, as the dear hymn writer renders it, to crush a thousand worlds to dust, or it is a still, small voice, you will hear it. And sinner, you will be brought to it. Whatever he speaks, however he leads, it will be, as dear Samuel, all those years ago in that temple, ere that lamp of God went out, when one came and stood and spake as at other times. So speak. For thy servant heareth. Have you come there? Are you being led there by the blessed Spirit of truth? This is the way. Walk ye in it. Saul of Tarsus, hard for thee to kick against the pricks. The Lord knows. Is he speaking? Is he drawing? Is there that then? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. He can blessedly comfort. I'm sure I've told you before, hospital ward. Is he that dear servant of Christ, one of those London hospitals? When I was working up there and the poor man was so distressed that Friday lunchtime and so fearful that he would be passed over. But visited him on the Monday. Soon as I entered that ward, his face lit up. The Lord has come. He came, exhausted, visitors on the Lord's day. He told me after they'd gone, his Lord came, and his Lord blessed and strengthened. Wasn't surprised in the least. He had his operation the following day. We rejoiced together in it. And the Lord did bring him safely through. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. the Lord is still speaking, and still speaking to sinners. And so remember it. And you praying, laboring souls, mothers, fathers in Israel, the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Man and live. What a powerful word that is. What an effectual word that is. And oh, does your heart go out to it? This is the way. This is the way. This is one speaking. Jesus saith unto him. It's Thomas. It's poor, as we so often say, doubting Thomas. It's determined Thomas. Will not believe. Is there a determined Thomas this night? The dear women came back from the tomb and testified. They'd seen the Lord. Those two on that road, our souls go out so oft, so much after. Their hearts burn within them on that road. While the Lord talked with them, when he opened to them the scriptures, I will not believe, except I put my hand into the print of the nails, thrust my hand in his side. The determination of man. Thomas, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. You know, the Lord came again. And I believe we could testify in this way. Came just for poor doubting Thomas. That's a humbling thought. If there's a Thomas here this night. Poor fearful soul, thy God will ever be thy aid. He has not forgotten. Thomas knew blessed words when he asked that question. We know not whither thou goest. How can we, and how can we know the way? Jesus speaks in answer, speaks in love, speaks in mercy, speaks to a Thomas down to this day. To each Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I can find the word when dear Peter in the Acts, and remember, dear Peter, took his eye off his Lord, denied his Lord with oaths and curses, left to that solemn state, and yet now strengthened in Christ Jesus. I am the way. Jesus revealed himself again, dear Peter, those disciples. It is the Lord. Now, Peter strengthened, feed my sheep, feed my lambs, speaks, testifies, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. But firstly, look a little few portions of Scripture, if the Lord will. Firstly, that time in that synagogue on the Sabbath day in Nazareth, and there was given to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. He opened the book, found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Now note it. So, listen to his word, not my word. "Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." There's a message to the poor. There's a message to the poor in spirit, to those that feelingly have nothing. I came across sorting out some old papers of Dad. A blessed sermon I'd heard others speak of, preached by Mr. Dobell, pastor of Tunbridge Wells, some years ago now. He spoke of those travellers on the road, and he spoke of those that had nothing, the poor, and they were grateful for everything given to them. A true old traveller of the road in that old sense that used to be known years ago, some of those old servants, people could testify. To preach the gospel to the poor, there's a message for them. A message of comfort. A message of hope. It was the Lord Jesus declaring it. And this is the way. "For sent me to heal the brokenhearted." We know that, broken in heart. Know not what to do. Just crumble in the very dust. Jesus knows. This is the way. To preach deliverance to the captives. And recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. We must pass over much. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. But oh, if the Lord, oh, grants that one part of that blessed word, your heart, your soul goes out to it. Cleave to it, soul. Spread it yet before the Lord. Plead it to the throne of grace. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. Now these were the words. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. This is the way. This is the way. It's seeking first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. Now, so the focus from the very first verse in this blessed chapter is on Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in him. Perhaps I must testify to the Lord's honour and glory. I could come in with that in the days of my youth. Ye believe in God. But these words, believe also in me. Dear servant of Christ that used to come amongst us, now in glory, you can truly testify. He preached it on one occasion. And you know, I so lacked. Believe also in me. So much in his word. So much in the hymns speaks of Jesus. And those that can testify, they've been with Jesus. As those that could testify to poor Thomas. Does it grieve you so? Does it grieve you? Can't testify of the things of Jesus. To know him, to be found in him, the dear apostle, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, we would shrink from so much. But oh, to be found in him, I am the way. Is it with quietness? Is it with confidence? Does your soul go out to it? And the Lord spoke this. It wasn't with, I must be very careful, no, would not be misunderstood, dear friend. When Jesus saith unto him, this is to Philip, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Is the Lord speaking? Is the Lord drawing? I am the way. Continue praying. Continue seeking. Continue looking. Continue asking to his honour, to his glory. But there's another word I must bring before you. Just a bit earlier in John, in the 10th chapter, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I am the way. So, in this word, with this, I am the way was so laid upon me, shall go in and out and find pasture. Lord, what does it mean? Open it up, shall go in and out. And then firstly, came like this. We've had to go into our homes. We've had to obey those in authority over us. But the Lord has provided the means in his mercy, in his time, to go in and out. And some of us that have been blessed at this season, blessed to gather with dear saints, dear mothers in Israel, with dear families, known a place the Lord hath blessed. Now it's time to go out. And time to go out again shall go in and out. And there is a finding of pasture. Oh, the prayer may be answered, that the Lord will abundantly bless the provision of his house. This is the way. This is the way. I am the way. And O soul, that there may be a blessed feeding, as those animals feed on that pasture. There's quietness, isn't there? They quietly, safely feed. And Lord, that it may be blessedly so, shall go in and out and find pasture. But so, there is that blessing word, the blessed hymn, and it's been so blessed to some. Jesus my all, to heaven is gone. He whom I fix my hopes upon, his track I see and I'll pursue, the narrow way till him I view. Is there then, have you gone into the closet? Have you gone into his house? Have you found pasture in his house? Have you found still waters? Green pastures, waters of stillness, as in Psalm 23. It's a blessed psalm. I am the way. This is the way, soul. But there is a going in and out. And the Lord knows what that out means. The Lord knows what that may mean in this time when many come into that word. Did we quote it this morning? What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. But to go out and find pasture. You dear younger ones, you that have to go older as well into the midst of many things, but oh, to go in and out, to give thanks, begin at the beginning of the day with prayer in the going in, but oh, prayer in the going out, at the close of the day. Lord, keep me, Lord, help me. but to return, to give thanks, his great and holy name, and find that good for our souls, find that to rest in. This is the way, to rest in that of Jesus, to go in and out and find pasture. It speaks of that pathway yet before. Blessed be his holy name. But the Lord says, I am the way. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. So could we approach unto holy ground? Could we approach unto that time we must pass over so much? As I think of, just very briefly, the dear disciples, how on one occasion we read of those fishermen. They had to leave all and follow him. But then in the going up to Jerusalem, they strewed their garments in the way. They took down that from the trees. And they cried, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. There were those there that would silence. But the Lord said to them that would silence, if these should hold their peace, the very stones will cry out. That is the exercise of Almighty God. That is the drawing of the sinner. That is the set time to favour Zion. Blessed be his holy name. But then, so quickly, so soon, that groaning, that going to and fro in the garden, that being in agony, he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Did Christ, my Lord, suffer? And shall I repine? So, I am the way. Peter would forbid it. Peter couldn't stand it. Get thee behind me, Satan. Savorest of the things of men. But oh, bow down sense and reason here. So, holy ground, Gethsemane. Holy ground, he bearing his cross went forth. Came to that place. They crucified him there. Sat down to watch him there. So, this is the way. The hidings of his Father's face. the cry, the darkness from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. Cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I am the way, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men. Are you drawn some? Is there something so deep and yet so precious? These things of Jesus. Why do you know what it is to tremble upon the bed as a sinner? Do you know what it is to face the solemn solemnity? You have a never dying soul, and oh, must come and stand and give that account. Sinner, I am the way. Oh, to blessedly be led to look and to live. So pray for it. So seek for it still. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. So seek on then, knock on, pray on, look on. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Visit me with thy salvation. But the Lord knows, just finally and briefly, the Lord knows when it will be for us to walk the valley of the shadow of death. So there is nothing. I've been there. I must testify to the honour and glory of Almighty God. To say, why me, why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as me, why was I spared? But so to blessedly know there as we walk the valley of the shadow of death, no, I am with you always. To fear no evil, for thou art with me. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, to know his sacred presence, to know one of mine, one that I suffered for, one that I bled for, one that I travailed for. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. May the Lord then encourage. May he abundantly bless. May there be that, although there may be thick clouds, as it were, darkness. Do you feel it in yourself? Soul, do you feel it in your habitation? But oh, the dear hymn writer was blessedly led on. Lo, glad I come, and thou, blessed Lamb, shall take me to thee just as I am. Nothing but sin I thee can give, nothing but love shall I receive. Then will I tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found. I'll point to thy redeeming blood and say, "Behold the way to God." Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way." Amen.
The collections received during the week amounted to £790, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Timothy Parish will preach to us on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. There'll be a prayer meeting for the church members on Friday evening at 8 o'clock. And God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach to us next Lord's Day at 10:30 and 6:30. And when you leave, would you kindly go carefully as we have done hitherto. Our closing hymn is 341. Lord, hast thou made me know thy ways? Conduct me in thy fear, and grant me such supplies of grace that I may persevere. Hymn 341.
Take us each under thy kind care, thy mercy. And Lord, do bless thine own word this day. May there be there yet to blessedly plead, prove, do wash, cleanse all of us. Lord, at the close of the day, grant thy keeping, mercy, blessings of rest and quietness and sleep. May we each prove kept by the power of God. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.